friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we were discussing Kiddushin with the Surei Hana, and we saw the Beis Shmuel, who asked for Maimad Shlashtam, that you can be Mekadesh. In other words, we were discussing whether, if it's Asur Derabanan, can you nevertheless marry her Midoraisa? So the Beis Shmuel says, hey, look at Maimad Shlashtam, where you say in the presence of the woman to somebody, give her money, you owe me. So she's a mikudeshes. So what does he mean by that, raya? So it says again, we're in the Torah of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Hagon of Moshe Luria Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Livracha, that what he means is that by Surei Hano d'Oraisa, either Eino Shelo or Eino Bershuso, that there's a Machlokas Rishonim about this, Yesh Lachkor Amai Nifka Hadin Mamen. If it's an Isser Hanado Raisa, that it's either not his or it's not in his domain, so why does it no longer have a Din Mamen? Is that a Din in the Gavra or is that a Din in the Cheftza? We could say that it's a din that Isurei Hanoah is ke'afrod be'alma, and therefore there's no din mamon. Ve'ein ze misvoret ela dekachu adin d'ma she'atorah asra be'hana'ah batel mimenu adin mamon. So it's a svara. It's not a svara, it's a din Torah. The Torah asserted it b'hana. What did the Torah do? The Torah said it doesn't have a din mamon anymore. And also when it's hefker, it's not shavim mamon anymore. It doesn't worth anything. It's not worth anything to anybody. Or we can say, no, it's a din in the gavra. Anything that he's not allowed to use, called davar she'asur lo lishtam shus gemura, ein lo bailus b'cheifetz. He has no bailus on this object. If it's asur for him, he has no bailus on this object. Afilu she'achefetz atzma hu mamon. Even though the object itself is mamon. Aval ha'bailim ein lo din bailus. But if he's not allowed to use it, he has no din bailus. So that's pshat. Is it pshat? It's an iser and it's a din in the cheftza. That if it's aser b'hana, it's ke'afra de'alma. Or is it a din in the gavra that if he's not allowed to use it because it's asur hana, b'hana, mimela, it no longer has a din mamon because he's not allowed to use it. Ulefi shnei drochim eile hiksha beis Shmuel. So according to both drochim, the Beis Shmuel asked his question. If we say it's a din in the gavra that he's not the bailim because of the Yisra Shtamshus, so he asked, all right, it doesn't matter, ein nafkusa lama asur b'shtamshus im min ha-toira o mid rabbanan kevan diyesh lo isur eino ba'alim al zeh. In other words, what's the Beis Shmuel trying to prove? The Beis Shmuel is trying to prove that it doesn't matter whether it's asur d'rabbanan or d'oraisa. Even if you have Isurei Hanoa de Rabbanan, you still can't be Makadish or Doraisa. Why? Because if it's a din in the Gavra, see, he's not the Bailim. So if he's not the Bailim, what does it matter whether he's not the Bailim de Rabbanan or Doraisa? It's Asur Bishtamshus. Since it's Asur, he's not the Bailim because it's Asur Bishtamshus, so if he's not allowed to use it. So well, you don't have a Shava Pruta here. It's not worth anything because nobody's allowed to use it. If no one's allowed to use it, because it's Asur B'hana, and it's not worth anything to anybody, then of course she's not Mekudeshes. What's the question? That's all on its side, that the issue is the Isur Gavra. And if the Gedder is Machmas HaChefza, that because it's Asur B'hana, because the Cheftza is like Afra Da'ara, he's asking that Chachamim establish their words like a din Torah. that if they say that it's aser behanah, if they say that it's aser behanah, that includes the idea that the object becomes ke'afra, and it has no din mamon even min hatorah. Just like the chachamim are able midin hefker beis and hefker to be mafkir somebody's mamon, so too they can be mevatel the din mamon from the chevtza. The l'shitas habeis Shmuel, it's included in the koach shenas natara lechachamim of hefker beis and hefker. Not only lenyan bala mamon le'etzem adabar also. Was it tsarach sheyol gam ledoraisa? So, if that's the mahalach in the Beis Shmuel, then what's the Avnei Miluim's kasha? What did the Avnei Miluim want to say? The Avnei Miluim wanted to say that, as we saw in the previous shiur, that Esurei Hana is still shalom. The Avnei Miluim writes, "Umashik shem yamayim atzlostem nira dasim yishul avikin de rabbonim vevker beis and hevker vavishlom and atoyro." The sheet's supposed to be yamayim atzlostem avik dushay Torah. That by yamayim atzlostem, the reason she's married is because the kinyan de rabbonim hevker beis and hevker, and it's really his min hatorah. And you can, in other words, the haknas min hatorah, it's considered kedushay Torah to hevker beis and hevker. Aval be isu hanoa de rabbonon, that has no ikur min haTorah, it's not shayach hefker based in hefker, because even iser hanah d'oraisa is not hefker. V'kvar kosev harivosh, reading the Avnei Miluim, d'afilu b'iser hanah d'oraisa is le'ischia, huva b'ktos. So you see that even if it's iser hanah d'oraisa, there's still schia. So he's saying to the Beis Shmuel, what's your problem? You're right, it's aser b'hanah, but you can still be zocha in this, there's still zechia. So let her be mekudeshes. So, but based on what we're saying, it's not a question. Because even though his surah hanah might be his, it might belong to him, but he's a bailam on something that has no din mamun. There's no din mamun because it's the cheftzis ka'afra da'ara. It has no din mamun. So yeah, you could still be bailam on it, but it's not worth anything. And therefore you can't be Makadish Min HaTorah. So that would be the response of the Beis Shmuel to the Avnei Miluim. It's not worth anything. So you're right. Give him Bailus. But it's Bailus on nothing. Can't be Makadish with nothing. With something worthless. Ubiikar din zeh, this din of Isurei Hanah D'Orais and D'Rabbanan in the Sefer Kehilas Yankif, which was written by the Nesivis, he explains that Isurei Hanah yesh bem zchuyot lidvarim shemutarim b'hana'a shemosh kamo shelo derech Hanah o lefrachov o ba'akum ela da'asur lo leihanes al yidei mechira. That he explains that by Yisurei Hanah, the person has rights for certain things, like getting Hanah shelo kederach Hanah. Number one, or from the ashes, or lefrachovo, so it's to a goy who doesn't have this Isur Hanah. So by Isur Hanah there are certain rights that a person has in it. He's just now allowed to be nene through selling it, and Mimele we say that if he does try to do so, lo mahani, it's not a mechira. But by Yisurei Derabbanan, that doesn't have an Ikar Min HaTorah, the Yisur isn't so strong that we should say Lo Mahani. And therefore, if it's only Yisur Derabbanan, she's Mekudeshes, because again, in principle, by Yisurei Hana, the person does have rights for Dvarim HaMutarim. Just he's not allowed to be Nana by Mechira. And if he tries to Lo Mahani, but by Yisurei Derabbanan, which has no source in the Torah, so that's the Isser is not going to be so strong that we should say Lo Mahani, and therefore she's Mekudeshes. If it's a pure Isser Derabbanan, Reb Shimon in the Shari Yosher explains, Shar Aleph Perek Yud, that is Surya Nar are offer mitzad a cheftzo, v'dover she'en lo ikr min ha-Torah, lo nas nu chachamim al zedin afra levatel bailus momen mine. So mine, if it has no ikr min ha-Torah, the rabbis didn't give it a din of afra. Normally if it's asa banan, it has a din of offer, but the rabbis didn't give it a din of offer if it is only the rabbanan, if it has no ikr min ha-Torah, to mevatel the bailus momen. But if it has an ikr d'oraisa, the rabbis were mitakein that the bailus should be mizbatel like bedin Torah. And apparently these two drachim are also taller in what we explained. That if the afkas mammon is because of the Yisr Gavra, and that's mivatel the bailus mammon, we have to say like the nesivis, that here the rabbis didn't say lo mahani. If it's only an Yisr Rabbanan, that's mivatel the... That it's only the Isser Hanah, it's only the Rabbanan. So the rabbis didn't go so far as to be mevatel it for him, when if it has no Ikar Min HaTorah. That if it's only purely the Rabbanan, he can still use it. Here the rabbis didn't say that there's going to be an Isser Gavra. If the Afkas moment is from the Isser Gavra, and that's what's mevatel his bailus, then we can say like the Nesivis, that here the rabbis didn't say Lo Mahani, here the rabbis said Mahani. There's no Isser Gavra. And if we say that it's Afka and the Cheftza, then you can say like Reb Shimon. When the Chum say there's Afka and the Cheftza, when it's Daraisa, but if it's the Rabban, the rabbis didn't make Afka and the Cheftza. Just it's very difficult to make a machlokas rishonim if Chachamim said that if there's no ikar min haTorah, are we going to be mevatel mimenu din mamon or not? It's a machlokas b'li yisod. And there's no svara. What's the svara to be mechalek? Did chachamim, were chachamim mevatel mamon? Were chachamim not mevatel mamon? So even though that's the way we would learn according to the Reb Shimon and the Nesivis, but it's hard to say that's the machlokas, because we have Rishonim who say that if it's derabbanan, she's not mekudeshes. If it's legami derabbanan, and we have Rishonim who say if it's legami derabbanan, she is mekudeshes. And the question is, according to these achronim, were the rabbis mevatel the din mamon or not, either the cheftza or the gavra? So since there's no logical source for that machlokas, were the rabbis mevatel the mamon or not? So it's hard to make that the machlokas. So therefore, we're going to go on a different derech, and that Amir Tashem is for the next year. So please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.